Okay, I am here with the First Lady of Movie Torture, and she has a huge announcement for everyone watching this reel right now. First Lady, what is it?
It is huge. You will either love it or you will hate it, but I am officially part of... What's it called? Now I'm for having a brain fart. The cast. Part of the cast for Movie Torture. No, I had a complete brain fart. But yes, I will now be on the podcast every week for Movie Torture. So if you're a fan, congrats. If you're not a fan, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's forget you if now. You're not a fan. How could you not be a fan? MTD is at the beach celebrating the fact that you are officially on the show. Every Monday, Movie Torture. Download it, subscribe, leave us a review. Tell us how much you love Hannah on the show.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
All right, everybody. Welcome to Delusional Fandom Week 2. We got Brad and Jonathan here to talk about the NFC East this week. We got Delusional Fandom where hot takes meet blind faith. We're going to kind of take a deep dive into some of our favorite fan bases in the NFL this week. What you got going on, Brad?
Well, Max will be here in a second. He's kicking a soccer ball. He's playing the wrong football right now, not the real football.
Football.
What if I started calling it football just to embarrass him? Are you going to play some football? Oh, my gosh. We got a lot, man. We just finished the second week of preseason.
Oh, how do you feel? Is Bryce still our guy? Are we on the bandwagon, off the bandwagon? We've lost Andy Dalton at least for a little bit. What do you think?
Well, I got my Bryce jersey on right now. So YouTube watchers, you can see I'm repping the Bryce jersey, but I'm sitting here with MTD, and he's trying to figure out how to log in at this point. So if I seem a little distracted, it's because I want to get him on. But anyway, so I'm repping this. Max got a Chuba Hubbard. I texted straight to you when we got it for your approval of the jersey. So we're having a good time. Jacob's in the chat. What up, what up? He says, Jacob is in the chat. He said, go Vikes.
The Vikes.
Oh, my gosh.
Eternally underachieving.
Yeah, they are. So I have some delusion today that we need to unpack for our listeners. If you don't know what the format of the show is, we analyze delusional takes. And, boy, we want you to share this with your friends. So if you like delusion, this is the show for you. We blend comedy with sports, right, Jonathan?
That's right.
Yeah. So make sure you like and subscribe the podcast. Make sure if you're on iTunes or Spotify, you follow us, you subscribe, you like it. Tell your brothers, tell your family, your friends that you found two new friends in Jonathan and Brad and Max when he joins us in a second. But I have a delusional take, and we're not going to just share Panther delusions, but it's easy. One, a few years ago, the Panthers did what you and I thought was the dream. I mean, you know, they played that song in my mind. I played, I'm coming home, I'm coming home.
Dude, and then game one, Superman's back, right? Did we play the Patriots in his first game back?
No, we played the Cardinals, and he had like three touchdowns that game and was like, I'm back, and let me tell you. That delusion for me, for Cam Newton, it went up 100% at that point. Like, I'm thinking, we're playoff bound. Like, this is, oh my God.
Did you pick him up on your fantasy roster?
I did not because somebody beat me to it.
You were too far down on the waiver wire.
I was too far on the waiver wire to pick him up. But I remember calling you going, man, dude, I love that Cam's back. Like, this is amazing. We have Cam Newton now. We are legit. We don't need Sam Darnold. We've got Cam.
We've got Cam back. Hey, so, dude, just think about it. We had this phone conversation. It's like, all right, Sam can get us to the 20-yard line. You get us into the red zone, Cam scoring every time.
Yeah, I'm like, we can have Cam as our slash running back, our Taysom Hill of the team. I mean, we were so jonesed for this. So, listeners, let me tell you, the way Jonathan and I work on game day is, a lot of times, it's been a little different lately because he's got three kids. It's not as easy. But we would always call each other immediately post-game to discuss plays of the game and talk about how great we're looking or how bad, how we're never watching another Panther game. So we get Cam Newton, and this is a dream for me because I feel like Cam got shafted by Matt Rhule when Matt Rhule took over.
100% he did.
And cut him. But then Matt Rhule, in all his crappiness, redeems himself in my eyes and brings back the legend, Cam Newton. So we get Cam. Jonathan and I buy tickets to the game. They were playing the Redskins. Were they still the Redskins at that point, or they're Commanders? I can't even remember.
I think they had just turned to Commanders.
I don't know if Woke City had took over. Anyway, so Ron Rivera is on the sidelines for the Redskins. His first game back to Charlotte. And I'm a Rivera fan, although I don't think he's a great coach.
We love Ron.
Jonathan and I had quite possibly some of the worst seats in the house, right? They were way up there.
So far up.
So, listeners,
I just want to throw out there, if you ever go to a game with Brad, just know that you're going to park 3 miles away where it's free.
Yes.
Be ready for a nap by the time you make it into the stadium. But anyways, go ahead.
For sure, we do. I am cheap. So we get there, and it's national anthem time. And
I knew this is where you're going with it.
I'm not really paying attention. I'm sitting there. Of course, I pay attention for the national anthem. But before they sing the national anthem, the PA announcer goes, if you are a veteran, you can render a salute. And I'm a veteran, but I was like, I don't feel like rendering a salute at this point. I'll just stand, put my hand on my heart. But I look over at Jonathan, and the legend was born at this point. He starts standing and rendering a salute. Now,
this is where Brad is telling a lie. This is not how it happened.
What do you mean?
Sometimes we have to have this interaction.
Only
I stood with my hand over my heart, and you didn't stand up. They asked for veterans to stand up.
Okay, that's it.
And I stood up and put my hand on the heart thinking it was just the national anthem. Anyways, I could have got free beer for the rest of the game if I wanted to from all the men around us telling me thank you for my service.
Oh, my gosh. They looked at me like I didn't want to give my service. And everyone is like patting him on the back, saying attaboys. And then the parachuters drop in. I mean, it's pretty cool. Like, they're
the
dropping.
Golden Knights. It's not just parachuters. It's the Golden Knights.
They might as well have been playing Lee Greenwood's I'm proud to be American. Well, at least I know I'm free. And he's standing there. Jonathan's looking all the part. He sits down. 5 minutes later, the Golden Knights come and sit right around us. So funny. And mind you, everyone thinks Jonathan is a vet. They probably thought you were like an injured vet, or you could have been a prisoner of war. You could have made it up. We kept saying, what could you say to make these people believe even more you have stolen valor?
The only part I feel guilty of is I was so embarrassed. I couldn't even correct anyone. I just let them think.
Well, you got right at that point.
I didn't have the heart to be like, sorry, guys, I'm just confused. I'm not an actual veteran.
So the one guy that did serve got no attaboys.
Well, you know, you look like I had brought you there for a make-a-wish.
Probably. Well, Jonathan will never live this down. MTD. What's his name on our show, though? It's Delusional Dad. Says Jonathan will never live this down. Okay. But here's the thing. That game, our delusion, was leveled because Cam Newton was horrible. And we lost. And he ended up getting benched later on, right? Like, I don't think we rode him for the rest of the season. And
you
that
dropped
was...
him in your fantasy lineup.
Now, Jonathan, can you have delusion on the opposite spectrum where you're so deluded that you can't see greatness in a player?
Oh, dude, that's how I am right now with Bryce Young. Like, I want so bad for him to be the next one. Like, I was never the guy like you when we drafted him. You're like, oh, he's not just the Panthers quarterback. He's the future GOAT. Like, you were glazing him so hard. You were so excited.
I glazed him. That's a young kid's word.
Yeah, I've got a middle schooler now. I'm learning all the
language. Glazing. Just as long as it's not a glizzy.
But I want so bad for him to be what we were hoping he could be, and I'm just so scared to commit. I'm like a person who my girlfriends have cheated on me over and over, and I can't trust the new woman. Like,
okay, you have that problem. I'm very trusting. I think Bryce is going to be good. But I want to say this. So Roger, friend of the show, host, he's one of the hosts of Movie Torture. He was on the phone with me today. We were talking, and I said this. I was like, you know, Auburn is retiring Cam Newton's number two. Don't you feel like the Panthers should retire Cam Newton's number one? And he said, it's too soon to do that. And I was like, really? It's too soon. He said, we've got a lot of other legends that need to go before him. Jonathan, is that true? I said there's no more influential player for the Panthers ever than Cam Newton. He's the only MVP we've ever had. And Roger said Luke Kuechly should be retired before Cam. And I disagree with him on that. I said they should go in together or Cam goes in first. Thoughts?
Okay, I'm on record many times, maybe not on the podcast, but in different ways. Cam Newton is the greatest Panther of all time. At least at his peak, he's the greatest football player to put on a Panther uniform. Luke Kuechly is great, all-time great type of linebacker. We got Julius Peppers. The only person we've ever retired is Sam Mills, though, right?
No, Julius Peppers, Wesley Walton. No, Julius Peppers.
Are we talking Hall Sam of Honor?
Steve Smith. Ring of Honor? Yes, Ring of Honor.
Okay, 100%. Cam Newton should be 50-yard line, Hall of Honor, Ring of Honor, whatever they call it.
The Panthers said they're not ready. They don't want to talk about that right now. But I do believe, even though it's not retired, if Max, who's joined the show, Max is on the show. Hey, Max.
Hello.
I do believe if Max was a player, how many are retired? MTD wants to know. Look that up, Max. How many Panther players do the Panthers have in their Hall of Honor? If Max was an NFL player, they would not allow him to wear number one on the Panther team. I don't think they're allowing anyone to wear number one.
Dude, they've let so many players wear even like Julius Peppers number, Greg Olsen, players of war. Didn't Terrace Marshall Jr. wear Greg Olsen's number?
He did, but should Greg Olsen be retired?
Greg Olsen's the greatest tight end we've ever had.
Yeah, there ain't nobody wearing one. Just like nobody's wore 89. Nobody's touching that.
There's nine members.
What is it? Who are they?
Mike McCormack, Sam Mills, Wesley Walls, Jake Delhomme, Jordan Gross, Steve Smith, Mohsen Mohamed, Julius Peppers. Yeah.
Okay, eight. Is that eight?
And the team PSL owners.
Okay.
Throw away.
So you can't tell me that Jake Delhomme deserves it over Cam Newton.
No chance.
There's no way. But Roger, my point is, Roger is a fan that's so deluded, he hates Cam Newton.
I know, hater, dude. I don't understand. Cam has more haters for no reason than any player I've ever seen.
He does. And I know people are listening going, is this just a Panther slob fest every week? No. We are not just going to talk Panthers. let's get off the Panthers for a minute because we got listeners.
I'm a Cam Newton homer. I'll defend him till the
end. Sorry, we're going to defend him. I even liked him for the Patriots. I mean, I wasn't a hater for him. I'm like, I hope he does good, even though I knew he was a shot fighter at that point.
Cam, if you want to come on Delusional Fandom, we'd love to have you. You're the greatest Panther. Also, if you want me to come down to Atlanta and smoke a cigar, I'll come on your podcast.
You think you would have Max, me, and you on this pod smoking cigars?
Oh, dude, what kind of cigar would Max smoke, though?
A candy one.
A bubblegum one?
Dude, I was in staff yesterday, and I brought some candy cigs to staff, and I just sit there and smoked them while we were talking. It was a power move.
For real? No.
It was fun. Okay, today we're talking NFC East. But before we get to that, we have some news in the NFL that has dropped in the last 2 days that we do want to talk about. One, his off-the-field demeanor, MTD, Delusional Dad says. One, Anthony Richardson was benched today. Max, what are your thoughts on Anthony Richardson?
He's not good at all. He's injured too much.
Is Daniel Jones good, though? That's the thing. Yeah,
none of their quarterbacks are good, but Daniel Jones is better than Anthony Richardson.
Okay, so we're all about delusional takes, and I have some delusional takes from some Anthony Richardson fans when he got drafted on Twitter and Reddit. I'm going to read some. That's my QB. We are rolling with AR. Hashtag for the show. Or for the shoot. My bad. Harry tweeted, Superman Ant. Kent Swanson tweeted, another alien has landed in the AFC. Anthony Richardson has an unbelievable ceiling. Here comes my favorite ones, guys. Anthony Richardson gave me a doing. That was one of them.
Do you think when they said he has an unbelievable ceiling, they were actually talking like inside of his house? Like,
yeah, they had to be inside of his house, right? They had to be. This one might be my favorite one from Reddit. Shane Steichen is going to turn this guy into Josh Allen with a tan.
Shane Steichen? Is that like the teddy bear?
That's their coach. He's going to turn him into... and this is my last delusional take on Lamar, or not Lamar, on Anthony Richardson. He has the strongest arm and the biggest and best frame out of all the quarterbacks in the draft. He has a cannon and moves like Lamar.
I'll be honest with you. That's a suspect statement to say about another man, but let's go.
He has the best frame.
Look at the cannon on this guy.
Oh, and this is my last one. Anthony Richardson is incredible. Anthony should have no problem in the NFL. Max, what are your thoughts on these?
They're dumb.
What I don't get is like, guys that aren't winners in college, and I know like you don't have to win the national championship in college, or you could win the national championship and stink in the NFL, but like if you can't win in the NFL and make your team better, I mean in college and make your team better in college, how are you going to do it at the NFL level? Everyone gets better and you get better than them, I guess. I don't get that.
So that's a good point you bring up, Max. Is it easy, do you think, because you play sports, when you're on a losing team, like that year I coached your soccer team and we got pasted every game, is it as fun to go out there? And do you feel like you're improving, or do you just want to get it over with?
Get it over with.
And do you feel like you make people better when you're on a losing team? Jonathan, you bring up a good point. Like, it is hard to draft losers and expect winners.
Yeah, I felt like that as a big Tar Heel fan, like Mitch Trubisky and Sam Howell, which, like, I'm like, the Tar Heels suck. Why would you think they're going to lead your NFL team to a Super Bowl?
But Drake May's pretty good.
Drake May, yeah, but Mitch Trubisky was all-time crap, and Sam Howell, very mid.
Hold on. But I do remember, listeners, phone calls with Jonathan. I'm pretty sure we talked about how Sam Howell's going to be really good. He's definitely better than Trubisky.
Oh, well, I mean, he is.
You think he's better than Trubisky?
Yeah.
Huh?
You think he's better than Trubisky?
Yeah, for sure, dude.
I don't know. He still sucks, though.
Yeah, he's no good.
He's still garbage. But
Sam Howell had a great arm, but he just wasn't a winner. Like, you win 8 games at Carolina, and now you're going to win a Super Bowl. I don't know.
But look at the quarterbacks. Like, Bryce Young, winner. Cam Newton, winner. Was Josh Allen a winner? I don't know if he was. He played at Division II, right?
Played once.
FCS? Yeah. Hmm? Did he play in Division I?
He played in Wyoming, I think, for college.
Did they win?
Probably not.
Yeah. I don't know. But, I guess
it's a physical tools thing. Like, Anthony Richardson is a freak athlete, and I guess they're just banking on developing that.
Is that Max typing that we're hearing right now?
I hope he's just typing. I see his screen rattling.
Do you think what's next for Anthony Richardson at this point?
What is Kelvin Benjamin doing?
Is he going to be working with KB? They could start a detailing company, detail cars. Like, what is he going to be doing? Like, is he destined to be a backup?
I don't know, man. If I was a quarterback, like if I was a guy like Anthony Richardson, I would go find a Kirk Cousins and just try to use my physical tools and be the same quarterback he is. Like, I want to fleece a team for $50 million a year, straight cash.
I don't think any team's paying him $50 million a year, right?
Kirk Cousins?
No, Anthony Richardson.
No, that's what I'm saying. I would try to be like Kirk Cousins. Like, I wouldn't try to be the best athlete. I would go be the best 10-yard passer in the world.
Yeah.
Okay, but I will say Jeremy, who works with me, and I'm going to put him on blast right now, said AR is good, and he's got a – no, wait, wait. No. I'm getting confused. He didn't say AR is good. I'm going to save that. I'm getting my quarterbacks confused. But he does have a hot take that I will drop when we get to the NFC East teams. But I don't know. Anthony Richardson, I do think last year we had this call, should the Panthers trade Bryce Young straight up for AR?
Yeah, I think we did have that conversation.
Good thing we don't host a sports show.
Good thing we're not GMs of a football team.
Oh my gosh, could you imagine?
My heart, not my brain. That's how it would. That would be my management style.
Would we send Max to do all the cuts?
Yeah, definitely. I'd be like, dude, I'm scared of that dude. He's 6'7", 290. Max, go tell him he's off the team.
Yeah, Max, I need you to go tell him it's over. Like, if me, you, and Max ran a team. Man,
Max.
What?
You'd be the hatchet man. You'd fire everybody.
Yeah.
Let's see little Max come, and they'd be like, oh, my gosh. It's over.
Come on, I got kids to feed. Max is like, I don't care. It's a business.
It's a business. Get with it. Your play on the field sucks. yeah, we shouldn't own a team. Another big news item. Joe Flacco named starting quarterback for the Browns. Not surprising. Max, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, he should be the starter.
Dude, Flacco's still got a cannon. I think he is definitely the best quarterback on that roster right now. Oh, yeah. At least the most ready to start an NFL game.
Who is older, me or Joe Flacco?
You, but Joe Flacco's 40.
He's close to me, though. He's closer to me than you are.
Oh, yeah.
And he's still slinging it. What they should just offload Kenny Pickett at this point, right? Because you're not cutting Dylan Gabriel or Shadur. So at this point,
when they drafted Dylan Gabriel, yeah. It's so funny.
I don't know why they drafted Shadur if you drafted Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, it's crazy. The Browns are going to brown, dude.
Browns are browning. I think you just offload Kenny Pickett at this point. I don't think they need him. Trade him to the Cowboys.
Browns have no shot at the playoffs.
No, they don't.
Their division is stacked.
The last bit of news we have this week, guys. Brian Robinson Jr., the running back for the Commanders, is being cut. Thoughts on that?
I don't know, but did you see the clip on the internet where the guy drafted him number one in the fantasy draft?
Wait. Brian Robinson, I looked his stats up. He's never ran for over 799 yards in the NFL, and a guy took him first?
It was an accident. He was going for Bijan and accidentally slapped up. It was a live draft. Puts it up on the board. So proud of himself, and everybody bust out laughing. I don't know if they let him take it back down, but if I accidentally took Brian Robinson instead of Bijan Robinson and they didn't let me take my pick back, I'd quit that league before it even started.
100%, because that's not cool, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that having Brian Robinson at the top is about as crazy as Max's quarterback list last week when he didn't have Jaden Daniels and he had Pat Mahomes. Jeremy was ranting to me today in the car about Max's quarterback rankings last week. He said I didn't understand those quarterback rankings at all.
Dude, I'll never forget sitting doing a fantasy draft live, and we're in like round 6 or 7. Brian Robinson comes off the board. 5 seconds later, I didn't draft him, but like 5 seconds later, my phone dings. I look down, Brian Robinson Jr. shot in his car, and he had just gotten drafted in our fantasy league. Do you remember that, Brad?
Yes.
Here. Right after he got drafted, he got shot, or at least the news broke of him getting shot.
He's the most forgettable running. Like, I don't even understand. He's just not that good to me. Like, somebody said Brian Robinson Pro Bowl bound last season. That's my RB1. he's tweeted and deleted. He's accused fans of being disrespectful. I don't know. That's not my running back.
It would be hard to be a Commander/Redskins fan.
They've got a good quarterback, but their wide receiver doesn't want to show up. I mean, that is a problem, I suppose. I don't think their coach is great. I'm not a Dan Quinn guy. Let's just go ahead and start our NFC East talk right now. We'll talk about the Redskins. How many games do you see the Redskins winning this year, Commanders?
I got to go less than last year. Well, they have 12 wins last year.
They have 12?
Wow. Something like that. I mean, they had a good season. Either way, I'm going 10 or under this year.
They're the second best team in the division, right?
In a crappy division.
Do you not think
the Eagles?
Okay, the Cowgirls we're going to get to, because I don't think there's a more delusional fan base than the fans who
went. We should do them last.
Yeah, we're saving that. That's like the cherry. That's like the creme de la croix. They're just the best. Max, you know the Cowboys are so delusional, but where do you see the Redskins finishing, Max?
11-6 in the second division.
So wait, they're going to win 11 games and the Eagles are going more?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
All right, this is why we call this delusional fandom. Max,
are you delusional?
I think they could do better than the Eagles.
See, I think Jaden Daniels is coming back down to earth this season.
Like CJ Stroud did?
Yeah, I think he's going to level out a little bit. I think last year was an anomaly. This year is going to level him some.
Yeah, no question is Jaden Daniels a good quarterback. I think he proved it with his skills. You know, very composed, all that stuff. He has all the tools. But I think in general, you get some of these young guys surprise the league in their first year out at every position, but especially quarterback, especially a mobile quarterback. And then the league kind of figures them out over the next couple seasons.
Jamie says Eagles will easily win 12. I don't necessarily think they're going to easily win 12. I don't think that. I don't think Jalen Hurts is a top 6 quarterback, though.
No.
And, yes, I don't think Jalen Hurts is a top 6 quarterback in the NFL. I think the Redskins have a pretty good defense. You know, they added Von Miller, which I didn't even see in the news. I just heard about it. I think they got a good defense. But, and I do think if the Bears had a redraft, they're definitely taking Jaden Daniels over Caleb Williams.
Yeah, we're not talking about Chicago tonight, but those are some delusional takes.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait. Next week, let's do NFC North.
Let's do it.
Max's lovely Detroit Lion fans, because they are on They are glazing Caleb Williams. I mean, they are glazing this kid, man. Like, for one, he's got to be the most effeminate quarterback I've ever seen in my life in the NFL. He's so feminine,
he's
just, dude.
He's not done anything to back up the hype.
No, he hasn't. And you know what? I'm calling it right now. This could be the Roger – let's start calling this the Roger delusion, where you're just a hater. Am I a hater of Caleb? Yes, because the Panthers traded that pick. They traded Bryce for Caleb. So I want Caleb to not be as good as Bryce Young.
Oh, it would kill me for Bryce to – I mean, for Caleb to be, like, all pro. I mean, it would just kill me.
Yeah, but remember his college season. I mean, the hype on this guy was like – I mean, he transferred from Oklahoma – he went to USC, and they were like, this guy is the next great quarterback. Like, the best since Andrew Luck. That's what they were – I mean, this guy – and I'm like, is he – he was barely a winner in college. Back to your winning philosophy, Jonathan. I don't know, man. He paints his fingernails. He cries on his mama's shoulder when he loses. Those don't represent winners to me. And – but I'm old school. I don't know. I want this guy to fail. And I'm calling it right now on delusional fandom. We will know because we're going to be on every week. He does not become the first Bear to pass for 4,000 yards. I'm calling it right now.
Yeah, I agree. That record will go unchecked.
The Bears can't ever – he's either going to get hurt or he's just not that good. And he's got a great offense. I don't understand why he couldn't be good this year. But – we'll see. But enough about the Bears. We'll get there.
So I'm going to go 9 wins. Max is saying 11. What do you got them at, Brad?
I'm going to go 9, too. I think they're 9.
All right. Who we got next?
Let's go to the Giants.
The Giants. Who's their quarterback? Russell? They're going to let Russ cook?
I think they're stupid to let Russ cook. I would just put Jackson Dart in there at this point. Why are you playing Russell Wilson? We know what he is. He's old. Like, put Jackson Dart in. Let him sling it. I think they're not going to do it because if he sucks, they're going to lose their jobs. What are your thoughts?
I disagree. I would let Jackson Dart sit behind Russell Wilson for a year if I'm coaching that team. I mean, yeah. Russ Wilson is probably going to be a Hall of Famer. He's a Super Bowl winner. I would let him learn from him. Let the young guy... all of the greatest quarterbacks, with the exception of, I guess, Manning. But if you think of Tom Brady, was it Joe Montana sat behind? No, Steve Young sat behind Joe Montana. Tom Brady, all of them get to sit and watch a guy play. I would let him sit. Give him
okay,
a chance.
Cam Newton didn't sit behind anybody.
Yeah, he's coming into a dumpster fire. And probably was worse off for it.
Cam didn't sit behind anybody. Deshaun Watson started.
Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, but are we really putting Jackson Dart in the Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady? Come on, Max is
absolutely
even laughing at you for
not.
That.
Absolutely not, but I do think there's some benefit to them sitting. I'm saying the two of the best ever got to sit, and they benefited from it.
Okay, so what if the Broncos had sit Bo Nix? We wouldn't know if he's any good or not, and he's pretty good. So much so that I saw an article how he's got good odds to be the MVP this season in the NFL, which even Max is laughing. Max, what are your thoughts on that?
That's stupid. He's not going to be the MVP.
Why? Because
I mean, he's just not good enough to beat Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen and all those good quarterbacks.
I think Jonathan's right to a certain extent. Run Russ, let Russ cook for about 5 games until they're 0-5. And then put Jackson Dart in. But we forgot about Jameis. See, I think Jameis is better than Russ at this point.
Can we just all agree that Jameis is the most entertaining guy in the NFL?
Oh, 100%. He's great. Like, he'll throw interceptions, but he'll throw TDs.
Hey, and I'll be honest, after watching some interviews and listening to some podcasts with Jameis, my perspective of him has changed considerably over the last year or two, just from what I perceived him coming in the NFL and his college, I guess his reputation in college, like still in the crab legs, like all that stuff. I look at him totally different light. Good guy. Hilarious.
Yeah, he is hilarious. Max, do you like Jameis Winston?
Yeah.
I was kind of sad when he left the Bucks because I love when the Panthers played him because we would always force fumbles and intercept him. And then they replaced him with Tom Brady, so it was like, oh, this really sucks.
And don't forget, Max got his favorite celebration from Jameis Wilson or Jameis Winston when he does the eat the W's and Max starts licking his face all crazy.
Anyone in the chat right now, have you ever ate a W like Jameis Winston? Jeremy thinks Caleb does this year behind the new O-line. I disagree with you, Jeremy. Caleb will not throw for 3,000 yards, 4,000 yards. I don't even know if he'll throw for 3,000 yards. The Giants, what are we looking at? Daboll gets fired at the end of the season, right? He's definitely gone.
yeah, probably. What is the same coach, new quarterbacks, same crappy strategy?
My favorite clip is from the Hard Knocks last season when Joe Schein's son says, you should draft Jaden Daniels. And he didn't. He went with Malik Nabers.
Oh.
So, I mean, I bet he wish he had that do-over again. Because Daniel Jones
Malik
is garbage.
Nabers, if you had the quarterback piece down, Malik Nabers is a monster.
Yeah,
he is. But Joe Schein also was like, we would rather have Daniel Jones than Saquon.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's rough. Like, to me, that's a fireable offense. I'm firing the general manager.
Yeah.
What do you think they're winning this year?
Max, you go first.
5-12.
Oh, God, I thought you were about to say 12-5. I was about to go.
Max is immediately getting fired on the show. His photo was gone.
I can't be a part of this podcast anymore.
Every NFC East team is going to go above 10 wins.
I'm going to agree with you, Max. I say 5 wins.
I'm going to say 4. 4 wins. There. 4 wins. They're... Russell had a rough year in Pittsburgh. He's going to really have a rough year. And didn't we go to the Bronco game when he came to Charlotte? They lost. We lost. And Jonathan and I, listeners, every Panther
yes,
game
we did. I do remember. I don't think we've ever been to a game we've won.
No. Every game we've watched together has ended in sad, delusional crying. The Super Bowl we lost.
In fairness to us, since it's not an us thing, you and I have been friends now for about
11 years.
11 years. And so for the last 10 of those years, 9 of those years, we've been terrible. So
we have been terrible. Oh my God. We haven't been in the playoffs since the Super Bowl. No, has it been the Super Bowl year? I don't know. It's been a long time. Anyway, we always find our way back to the Panthers. Who am I missing here?
Eagles. Let's go to
the Eagles. Oh God, I hate the Eagles, man.
Let's save the Cowboys for last. The Eagles, though, I don't hate the Eagles. I actually like Jalen Hurts. I've heard some firsthand things about him that he's a great guy. I love that he's tough. You know, he has so many good qualities. I'm a Hurts fan.
I gotta find it, but I have some Eagles delusion. The Eagles just traded for John Mechie. Y'all need to break up MTD. They traded for a receiver, John Mechie, from the Texans. Somebody wrote, why does everyone think it's a good idea to trade with the Eagles? ? How much help does Hurts need? Do the Eagles really need another receiver? What's Howie cooking? This guy may not even make the team, right? Let's be real. Is he that good? He's on the same team as Terrace Marshall Jr. at this point. We talked about him last week. I don't know. I don't think he makes it, but these DeLulu fans, man, they're delusional. when it comes to John Mechie. But the Eagles, if they didn't have the tush push, would they be as good as they are?
Man, I don't know. They've perfected that play, though.
How much practice time, Max, do you think they do on the tush push?
A lot.
Max, I love his come. A lot. Yes. A lot. No. How many wins are the Eagles winning?
Max, let's go.
I'd say about 13.
Oh, 13. So they're going to be 13-4. Okay. I'm going to say 12-6. No, 12-5. My math was off.
They're going to win the division at 11-6.
Wow. Okay, 11 wins. So we've got four. What'd you say, Max? 14?
13.
13, 12, and 11. Okay. Let's do their last team, the team I've been waiting for. The Cowgirls, the Dallas Cowboys, and I can't stand the Cowboys. I think they're the worst ran organization in the NFL. Disagree with me. Their general manager is hot garbage.
Dude, there's never been a more delusional fan base in any sport, I don't think.
Yeah, but when they get good stuff, they don't like that either. They have Dak Prescott, and they don't like him.
I know. It's amazing the number of Dallas fans I've had to argue with who say that Dak is the reason they're held back.
Dak is not.
That's the only reason they're still alive.
Yeah. Well, they have a quarterback now that we need to talk about that's spawned some delusion. Jeremy was in the car with me today, and he says Joe Milton is really good. He's got a cannon for an arm. I said, Jeremy, there's no way Joe Milton is any good. Max, look up Joe Milton's stat line from the other night.
Wait, just what? Joe Milton, like, all-time stat line?
No, from the last preseason game. One of you. It's so I've got some delusion takes for Joe Milton. One guy said, Joe Milton is our savior. They have Dak Prescott. Dak is not terrible. But somebody calls him out and says, had a Cowboy fan tell me Joe Milton is their savior. These type of Cowboy fans are delusional. I do like when you get called out. Let me see. The Cowboys fans base is legit delusional. Some Cowboy fans think Joe Milton is the answer. Seriously? Milton is a developmental backup. He's competing. Oh, here it is. In his preseason debut, 17 of 29, 143 yards. His 75-yard pass during training camp made headlines, which is what Jeremy was talking about. But fans in Dallas seem to think Joe Milton is the future of their quarterback dreams. What do you guys think?
Man, I got to tell you, that's a Dallas Cowboy take. I do think Joe Milton has an unbelievable arm. Like, he can air one out. And I he's a good quarterback at Tennessee, but they're insane.
How many times – I get the incredible arm thing. I hear that a lot. Jeremy said it in the car today. And I said back to Jeremy, Jamarcus Russell had a cannon. He could sit on his knees and throw 90 yards. How many times in a game is a quarterback airing out a 75-yard ball?
He's like Prescott's getting old enough that, like, it's 3 seconds before halftime, and they just want to run one play from their own 40, so they bring in Joe Milton. I mean, that's the only time you're doing it.
You would think. But again, Jeremy says Milton is a stud. No, he's not. But my thing is how many – I would rather have a quarterback – case in point, here we go. I'm going to bring this up. I used to coach Max's flag football team, and we had this guy show up, this kid, had a cannon for an arm. I mean, this kid could sling it. And I remember telling Max one night at home, because Max was the quarterback the previous season, and he thought he was going to walk into being the quarterback. And I said, hey, dude, you're not going to be quarterback this season. This kid can sling it. So we get out there, The kid could sling it, but he didn't have any accuracy, and he wouldn't listen. So eventually, after like two games, I'm like, Max, you're back at quarterback. This kid can't play. My point is, I don't care if you can sling it. I'd rather have a quarterback that can show, that can throw some slants and be accurate than a guy that can sling an 80-yard ball. Because how many times are you going to throw an 80-yard ball in an NFL football game?
Right. Yeah, never.
Maybe once. If that, every 2 or 3 weeks. You'll see it. I mean, Bryce Young has a cannon.
Having it in your toolbox is one thing, but when are you going to do it?
No, I mean, you're right. The threat of it is as valuable as not having it. Because, I mean, we're going to go back to the Panthers again. But when Cam Newton's shoulder was gone, I remember watching a game with Cam against the Saints on Monday Night Football, and he couldn't throw it past 8 yards. Even the commentators were like, this is a really sad performance from Cam. But you could tell his shoulder would not allow more than an 8 or 9 yard throw. The fact that he was out there was crazy. But I think the threat of it is valuable. But, I mean, the Cowboys are so delusional. And they traded a fourth rounder for Joe Milton. Think about that. They traded a fourth rounder for Trey Lance the previous year. Why, they need to go out and get a veteran backup. They let Cooper Rush go to the Eagles. That's stupid.
What's the stats for
What was it?
He was 9 for 18, 122 yards, and a one reception, and a safety. Rushed for 6 yards, and the loss 31-13.
Yeah, he's no good, man. I'm telling you, he is no good. He's PJ Tucker or PJ. What was the Panther quarterback? PJ Brown. What was his name?
PJ Walker.
PJ Walker. He's PJ Walker. He's no good. He's straight trash.
Here's a couple of fan takes on Dallas Cowboys quarterbacks for this year.
Oh, my gosh.
Joe Milton is the next Josh Allen, only bigger, stronger, and better looking. Dak should be nervous.
Oh, my. Is that real? Oh, my gosh. That's
and
crazy.
Here's another one. Dak Prescott is winning MVP, Super Bowl MVP, and probably an Oscar for his Hulu documentary. Crazy.
What do you think? Do you think the coach Schottenheimer makes it past this year? And how many games do you think the Cowboys win?
Yeah, I think that Jerry Jones is loyal to his coaches to a fault. I think he definitely sticks around after this year. I think they squeak out 7 wins because while the Cowboys are delusional, part of that delusion is their bar. Even when they suck, they're better than most teams, if we're being honest.
Hold on. Hold on, Jonathan. One, Micah Parsons is not practicing.
I don't care.
Who's their running back?
They're in a great division. I think the only team that's 100% is the Eagles. They could win 4 or 5 games just in the division this year.
Okay.
And then they're going to win a few others outside of that. I mean, they're going to win 7 games a season. The Cowboys somehow always overachieve, in my opinion. Max, what do you think?
I think they're going to go 6 wins.
That's fair.
Well, we're going to get to see it because they have 8 nationally televised games, not counting seeing them on Sunday when they just show the game here. So we're going to see it. I think they win 4 games. I think their coach is not any good. They don't have a good running back. Dak will get hurt, which will put Milton in, who is not as good as Cooper Rush. I mean, look at how many games Dak has missed in the last 3 years. He misses a ton of games.
Yeah, but he was out a bunch last year, and they still finished with 7 wins. I think they at least –
because they had Cooper Rush. He's not terrible. Joe Milton is not any good.
Cooper Rush is really not that good. I don't know why we're talking about how he's good. I don't know. Cooper Rush kind of not even mid.
He's better than Milton. Nah. Anyway. So the Cowboys win 6 or 4. Or what'd you say, Max?
6.
6 or 4. So we got the Eagles winning the NFC East. I can't wait for next week. We're going to talk about the NFC North, which will be fun.
That's the best division in the league.
We should probably tackle two divisions because we're going to run out of weeks before the season starts. We need to tackle more next week. Let's tackle more divisions next week. But, man, this has been fun, guys. Y'all having fun? I love this show, man. I look forward to this.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Max, thanks for joining us tonight.
Should I do my top five running backs?
Oh, yeah. Almost forgot it. Max has his fantasy segment. He's going to give us the top five running backs. Let's go, Max.
No, for fantasy football. Like, for fantasy.
Yes, for fantasy football.
Okay. I have Devon Achain at number five.
Oh, okay. Keep it on the delusional theme.
Okay. What up?
C number four.
Huh?
CMC number four.
Dude, I hope you're in my league this season.
Who else?
I forget now.
Didn't you write it down? You show me.
Yeah, I did. Oh, okay, wait. Oh, yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs, number three.
Are you serious? No.
I can get down with Jahmyr Gibbs.
I would put CMC over Jahmyr Gibbs.
What if CMC gets injured? Like
I was about to say, you just talked all the crap about Dallas players getting injured, and then you say, I'm going to stick with CMC.
Yeah, that's funny. Who else, Max?
I have Bijan Robinson at number two.
Are you? Oh my god!
I don't think that's bad. I'm your top three's okay.
Are you gonna say JT at one? Because Jeremy works with me, thinks JT's the number one stud.
I have Saquon at number one.
Saquon Ashton JT out in Raiders land is the number one. He thinks.
I'm never picking a rookie number one. You're crazy for that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I did pick Bijan pretty high the year. Who is a sleeper running back we need to know about?
Chase Brown.
Max loves him some Chase Brown,
man. Bengals.
Yeah, he is so good. He would average like 22 points a game.
Max told me before we went live that his sleeper really is Nick Chubb. So there you have it, guys. Max's fantasy moment where we get to learn a little bit about fantasy before the season starts. Make sure you draft Saquon number one, like Max said, or Chase Brown if you're really desperate.
Drafting Saquon number one.
Yeah.
Drafting
Make sure you like and subscribe, follow our show, leave us a review. We will be back next week, so make sure you tune in. For Max, for Jonathan, my name is Brad. We will see you next week on Delusional Fandom.
Let's go.